Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports booster. Now we head to the court for the action.
All right, here we go. Back again on a Tuesday night as we are fresh into the month of October. Gorgeous weather here in Northeast Kansas, but we are indoors as we bring you high school volleyball once again here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We are dialed in on KNZA 103.9. I am Brandon Tam, and we got Crendon Prophet alongside Captain Kirk Kilman on the ones and twos, keeping us locked in and on the air. Well, Crendon, again, it's been a while since we have been inside the Big East League, and last few weeks, we've seen a lot of the TVL, Northeast Kansas League in particular, the last couple of weeks. But the highlight here tonight is the home team, and that's Nemaha Central, number two ranking in the state in Class 3A. Just been a powerhouse under their head coach, Jessica Cook, for a handful of years. And they got an opportunity as they control their own destiny to win the first ever Big East League championship.
Yeah, they control their own destiny, not only in district, but also league. This Nemaha Central team has not only been a powerhouse in the league and district this year, but also against these two teams tonight. Nemaha Central, they come in today with a 14-game winning streak against Sabetha that expands to 4 years, and then a winning streak that's expanded 9 years is a 15-game winning streak against Riley County. So, you know, tonight it's going to be a testament for the Blue Jays and also Riley County to try to come up here and make an upset and make a statement here against Nemaha Central, the Thunder. But for the Thunder, they just want to come up here, bring the lightning, you know, get some good 2-0 sweeps, play clean play, and that's all they want to do here.
Well, Nemaha Central, again, they have just been a powerhouse over the last few years. Now, it hasn't really led to, in terms of a state championship. 2 years ago, had a chance to broadcast them in the state championship, got all the way and faced Heritage Christian, but came up short, had a record of 46-2. Last year, they go 38-4. They sweep the Big 7 League going undefeated. Obviously, the last Big 7 League championship, but with how the sub-states were set up a year ago, it was not in the favor of Nemaha Central, a team that you could argue was one of the best, if not the best, team in the state. Just so happened to be in the same sub-state as the number one team in the state in Beloit. And obviously, the matchups and the postseason play is a lot different as we're getting blasted with the volleyballs over here. But nonetheless, we're getting through it. But again, going back to Nemaha Central, again, unfortunate last year they had to see the best team in the state in Beloit in the sub-state championship, and that's what kept them out of the state tournament play.
Yeah, no, it's a tough one for Nemaha, or, you know, over the years for Nemaha Central. They want to get back to that success that they once had back in the 80s where they were winning championships consistently. The only team who comes in tonight with a recent championship is Sabetha. They won that 4 years ago. And ever since Sabetha won the state championship in volleyball, they have not had a winning season. And, you know, they have not had a very successful season in the last couple of years. And tonight they're trying to hit their 10th win on the year. I mean, Sabetha, again, they just want to, you know, get into the day and play hard against these Thunder. And hopefully as the night goes on, I don't have to keep ducking because there's a lot of volleyballs going by.
I think it's a little more managed here once we get going. And we are just moments away. It's going to be Sabetha and Nemaha Central first, Blue Jays and Thunder, and then Sabetha-Riley County will be our second matchup here. Of course, Riley County, part of the Big East League, coming over with the consolidation with the Mid-East League. And then, of course, Nemaha and Riley County will be the nightcap here. As we are here, just two more of these regular season broadcasts here tonight. The next week will be in Holton for our final regular season broadcast. But then that following weekend, we'll be right into postseason play. So it's coming up quick. Nemaha trying to win the first Big East League championship. They'll try to get things going here tonight on their home floor. Good crowd as always and support for all these teams here. But the Thunder on the far side of the floor, they'll hit it towards us. Sabetha opposite. They will go from near side to far side. Blue Jays in the road, gray tops, purples for Nemaha Central with that Thunder light blue, numeral lettering trimmed out in white. Here we go, Reagan Garrity, far side of the floor, Nemaha Central, great basketball player, big part of this Thunder volleyball team, of course, 38-4 a year ago. They're 31-4 now, and the first point of the night goes to Sabetha thanks to a service air.
You know, that's a little surprising from Reagan Geary to come out and have a service there because she actually leads this team with aces. She came in today with 40 aces leading the Thunder, but right there, well, the Thunder didn't crack too loud.
So Sabetha's Paxton Michael says, you can do it, I can do it as well. So back-to-back service airs, and we got a 1-1 tie here just getting going.
That's something you don't want to replicate is a service error again. Team's just trying to get up the nervous system, and now we have a good serve to get over.
All right, Dollinghouse finally gets it done. Third hit over by the Blue Jays. Now Thunder far side. Honeyman with a kill, and that's going to be a point for Nemaha Central. You had Whitaker, the junior, on the back end trying to keep that one afloat, but Honeyman, too much heat behind it, and a 2-1 advantage for NC.
And Honeyman, she came today leading this team in digs and kills, but 318 kills now on the year.
Here's the set. Here's the spike off the net, but it's going to be a scotch outside the line. Miss hit by Aaron Bolts, the 5'11 senior, and a 3-1 start here for Nemaha Central. Just some errors here early on for the Blue Jays. Put a tough go for them. Just 3-19 coming in. And as Crendon mentioned prior to the start here, that since they had won that title a few years back, it's just not gotten any better. It's just slowly gotten worse, and it's been a tough go. As another kill shot for NC, now four straight and a 4-1 lead.
Yeah, again, from Callie Hunnemann, now it's 319 kills on the year. She's just continued her dominance.
Tammy Dollinghouse was on the rock of that serve, but that one finally into the net. So the two Sabetha points, courtesy of service errors by Nemaha Central. Thunder leading at 4-2 here, set number one. And match number one here tonight in the Big East League. This one is a league contest, and there's a kill. For Nemaha Central's Allie Henry, the sophomore. Front right part of the net, put it in the back right corner, makes it 5-2.
Allie Henry, who now has 108 kills on the year, helps add to that depth up there, up at the attacker's line.
Here is Henry, who just got the point on the serve. It was set up perfectly for Honeyman again, who buries it home to make it 6-2. Just one of those sets where you try to put it for your own teammate in front of the net, but you get it over the top of the net onto the other side, and you essentially set up the other team, and that was the case with Honeyman getting the kill, making it 6-2. All right, the Blue Jays finally get one set. Here's Bolts. Not much behind that. Good dive by the libero, and now batted around back and forth, and it's pushed across by Nemaha Central. Blue Jays scrambling a little bit, now leaning back. It's Bolts. Able to get that one across. Here's a set. Here's the tap down, and there's a point for NC. That's Zoe Sundbeck, the senior, and a 7-2 start here for Nemaha Central. Probably the best rally we have seen to this point.
And that's what Thunder has to do. They have to be able to win those quick, short rallies, but also those longer ones. And they've had a lot of great execution up there at the net defensively. They just played it well.
Here's Bolts, left side, leaning away. Gets a good strike over, but the Thunder back line ready. Here's Honeyman again. Tip down and out of play it goes. Another point and a kill for Callie Honeyman. 8-2, Nemaha Central.
Callie Honeyman, she averaged 4.1 kills per set already with four kills in set number one, you know, helping her team, and a timeout forced against Sabetha as the Thunder leads 8-2.
Yeah, Nemaha Central off to a roaring start. They lead it at home. Set one, match one, 8-2 over the Blue Jays. We're back in 30 seconds on KNZA.
Is it time to purchase equipment or expand your operations? At Union State Bank of Horton and Evers, we don't just understand ag loans, we rely on them just like you do. Many of our Union State Bank employees are farmers themselves, or they grew up in farm families and know the importance of the right financing at the right time. From capital improvement and equipment loans to real estate, we have the agricultural loan you need. Let's talk today. NMLS number 654946. Union State Bank of Horton and Evers, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Set number one and match number one here tonight, Nemaha Central High School, Sabetha and Riley County in town. Big East League triangular here. This is the lone league match as the next two matchups with Sabetha Riley, Nemaha, and Riley. Those will be non-league tilts here. Tonight we're down to the final couple weeks of the regular season. Thunder number two in the state coming in and off to a good start here as Honeyman, gets another kill, continuing her ride here in the early going. Five straight, 9-2, the Nemaha Central lead.
And there's been no answer all night. I mean, Honeyman, she's up on that left side, outside. And she's just been doing a great job setting her up, putting in a position. And she's going all around the floor when it comes to throwing in the kill shot.
Well, that time a point for Nemaha Central, courtesy of a misalignment here for the Blue Jays. So as soon as Henry sent the serve away, the whistle blew, and the point awarded it to the Thunder.
I also want to give a quick shout out to the crowd here, helping me not get hit from the JV
ball.
Yeah,
you got some people in the front helping you out. So I'll take the ricochet. If it happens, it happens. But we'll see how it goes. Blue Jays trying to tip one back across, and it's batted down by Honeyman. And I think they get the Blue Jays on top of the net there. right now. It's all NC. Thunder leading at 11-2. This is a Thunder team again 2 years ago. They won 46 of 48 matches but lost in the state championship game. And there's another ace for Nemaha Central, now 12-2. So you just look at what they've done the last few years. 2022, they go 46-2, losing the state championship. Last year, they go 38-4. Last year, the Big 7, and right now, coming into tonight, they are 31-4. Number 2 in the state right now in 3A. Here's Bolts for the Blue Jays. Got a good spike down. Did it get in? It did. Finally ending the run, Aaron Bolts, the 5'11 senior, with a nice spike and kill. And it's now 12-3.
Yeah, and that's also the first points of the game that Sabetha has got where they've earned it off of a kill shot, where the first 2 points that they got were just off service errors. So now Sabetha just has to build up success. But here, instead of going forward, taking a step back, Aubrey Schmelzley sending that one right into the net.
So Schmelzley a service error, 13-3, Nemaha Central. Honeyman back to serve. Middle of the floor, swings the right hand through. Bolt setting it up. Gets it right back. There's the spike. Good dive there for Honeyman on the back line. Now Garrity, front of the net. Tipped up in the air. Blue Jays have it. Here's a setup for the Blue Jays. There's a spike, and there's a kill. Macy Jarota, 5'10 sophomore. Jarota again in the first opportunity, and a nice point for her. Makes it 13-4.
Of course, we want to give a shout-out to the 5'6 sophomore. Paxton Michael had a great setup on that outside edge towards the end of the net. She had a nice setup there for that kill shot.
So the Blue Jays, this is Hallie Mitchell, the libero, and right into the net again. So service errors, I mean, if you're Nemaha Central, you're certainly taking it, but Blue Jays just got to get some consistency on the serves.
Yeah, total service errors on the year for this Sabetha team is 57 coming in the day. That's just something that you want to clean up and you don't want to dilly-dally around too much with.
Well, Bolts was trying to go up against Garrity and also Sunbeck on the front lines there. Advantage Nemaha Central, it's now 15-5. So the Thunder cruising along here in set number one. They have, this will now be their 36th matchup of the year. Only 8 of the 35 coming in have gone to 3 sets. So it doesn't happen too often. As they get another one here, 16-4.
Yeah, Bolt just had a mismanaged hit. She kind of missed time. There's a set to her on this left side here on the line, but you know, she was trying to time it with her right hand, but it just came at a weird angle and she just sent one right off her left side of her right palm.
One of our early athletes of the week here in the school year was Hallie Holtow. She sent the serve across, and there's a point for the Blue Jays. Much needed there. 16-5. Nemaha's front line couldn't keep that one in play.
And you mentioned Holtow. You know, I get to see her sister, Addison Holtow. She's a player who's down at Highland. I get to watch her play, and she's a tremendous player. She leads the team in kills for Highland, and she's helped them out a lot. So it's no wonder why a sister like her, that's just 2 years older, can apply so much leadership and help down at an early level here on Hallie Holtow.
Reagan Garrity, a kill shot there for Nemaha Central. 17-5 here in set one. As Sudbeck, the senior, back to serve, sends it across, a lot of dip to it. Blue Jays scramble, they get it there, and they put one into the net there with Brecken Edelman, 5'7 senior, leaning back on it, was set up pretty well, but again, right into the net, 18-5.
And these two teams, they played at the beginning, you know, roughly around the beginning of the year. It was 25-17, 25-21, the end of the sets where Nemaha Central won. So right now, Sabetha, you're just not out to that start that they want to be. The team's just not coordinating very well and clicking, but they're going to try to get that going here, hopefully in late set number one so they can get things figured out in set number two, and here they do.
There's
great kill.
Yeah, there is, again, the sophomore. We mentioned her again a moment ago, Macy Trahota. Has a couple of kills here for the Blue Jays, 18-6. Sabetha trailing here in this first set. Just 2 weeks left here in the regular season. It has gone by quick. We'll have postseason action here in a couple of weeks. Another Nemaha Central kill. This time, Allie Henry again, the sophomore. 19-6, NC. Now Garrity, an opportunity to serve. Three-sport athlete, basketball, volleyball, and softball as well. Sends it across, dips down. Mitchell, the libero, getting it up to the front of the net. There's the spike, but it's too long. Miss hit by Schmelzley, and it's now 20-6.
Again, there's been a lot of missed hits here from the Blue Jays. They just got to, you know, find that precision, find that accuracy. But a lot of that has to do with the setup of, well, the volleyball. So that's just something that's just going to be communicated and worked out throughout this set.
Bolts on the back line, gets it right back, puts it into the net. So just unforced errors for the most part here for Sabetha, is allowing Nemaha Central to run away here in set number one. It's 21-6. Of course, shout out to Crennan sitting here. Got Nemaha, nearly went into the basketball hoop there, which would have been kind of cool to see, but 92-1 on Friday night. Sabetha Nemaha on the gridiron. Another big-time game between those two, and that'll be a lot of fun to take part in that.
Yeah, it'll be a great game. I know it'll be a great game between two teams. I mean, it's going to pretty much, not mathematically, but it will in a way kind of sort out the district on who might come out on top. So, again, you know, Blue Jays, Thunder, they're going to have a great game on Friday taking on each other again. 92.1 for that one.
Garrity had a service there. It's 21-7. Now back to it. Here's the set. Here's the spike. Honeyman diving. Can't get there in time. And Edelman, the point for Sabetha, back-to-back for the first time, and it's 21-8.
Edelman, she's been one of the, you know, a quiet player here for Sabetha, but on the year now, 36 kills. I mean, she's had a lot of contribution here to the Sabetha team.
Nemaha Central gets it across on a free ball. Blue Jays push it. Here's Edelman again, leaning back. Honeyman, though, there for it. Now they want to set up Honeyman off the top of the net. Still lands in play. Nemaha Central getting that point. Or, correction, I think they blew it dead, and actually Sabetha gets that point. I didn't see exactly what the call was on that scenario, but the Blue Jays three in a row now, trailing 21-9.
They're just getting into the net again, just coming down the airs, but Nemaha Central, they played a very clean game here in set number one.
Now it's tipped on the back line after a nice strong kill shot by Honeyman, and Blue Jays back line can't handle. 22-9 is our score. Nemaha Central looking for win number 32 on the year, trying to win the first ever Big East League Championship.
And the thing that helps out the Thunder team is having seven seniors on your varsity roster compared to the Blue Jays, who only come in tonight with four.
There's another set, and there's a kill. Allie Henry again. How about the sophomore getting heavily involved, and it's 23-9. We've been talking about Nemaha Central controlling their own destiny. They enter tonight 8-1 in league play. Silver Lake and Holton are both a game back at 7-2, so certainly those two teams are still alive. Royal Valley at 6-3. Those are really the four teams that have really the true shot left to win this thing. Nemaha Central getting set point here. But again, if you're Nemaha Central, you win out, you take down the championship, no problem.
It's all about opportunities, and the biggest opportunity you have is when you always are able to control your own destiny. And Nemaha Central, they both do it for both district play and league play today. And right now, well, let me just tell you, destiny is looking pretty sweet for this Thunder team.
Here's Garrity on a free ball into the net. I think it was defended by the Blue Jays well and still battling at the net. And ultimately, Blue Jays come out on top with that point, so they survive at least one more set point here. It's 24-10. It'll be Edelman to serve. And gets one across. Garrity up to the front of the net. Here's Henry's kill shot, too strong. 24-11, back-to-back here for the Blue Jays.
And what Sabetha needs to do here in set number one is find out the positives and start building some here to lean in, and that can pour into set number two. I mean, get together, click, you know, right there, being able to get some good service at the service line. That's just the communication you want to see.
Almost a great defensive play by the Blue Jays back line, but another kill for Callie Honeyman, and that finishes off set number one. Nemaha Central jumped out scoring four of the first five. They led 12-2. Did not look back. 25-11, they take it down here over Sabetha in set number one. Match number one, it's Big East League Volleyball. We got it for you. Step aside for a two-minute timeout. We're back for set two right after this.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner, committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Equal housing lender.
Availability of health care is important to both the quality of life and the economy in Nemaha County. I'm Dr. Rachel Allen at Sabetha Community Hospital, and I hope you'll join me in voting yes to continue the 0.5% sales tax to benefit our county's community hospitals. This investment helps provide technology and training so our hospitals and clinics can continue to provide excellent care for our neighbors. Vote yes on or before November 5th. paid for by Nemaha County Community Hospitals.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Appreciate all of our area sports boosters making our broadcast possible here, not just tonight, but all throughout the season here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Crendon, Brandon, Kurt, all with you. Predominant first set for Nemaha Central, you know, one of the best teams in the state, taking care of the Blue Jays, 25-11. Blue Jays, a lot of unforced errors, but Nemaha Central, crisp, looked good pretty much for the most part and have an advantage here in the first match.
Yeah, well, when you take the first point of the set, it should make you feel pretty good, should give you some confidence. But for Sabetha, really, it was just a step back from the very beginning, because as soon as, you know, they had the service error against Nemaha Central, they put one right back on, and then they had the next point that they were able to get, service error, and there was points where they let Thunder go on an 8-point run, 3-point, 5-point, and they just set it away, even with the last 7 points of the game. 4 of the last 7 went to Thunder. So for Sabetha right now, some keys: stop Honeyman and stop Henry.
It's hard to stop Callie Honeyman, and they're able to get a free ball back over after a Honeyman spike attempt. They'll set her up again, teed it up, put it down. It ain't broke, don't fix it. Callie Honeyman, the first point for Nemaha Central here. Set number 2, match number 1.
Well, you set up your best hitter back-to-back, and that's all you can ask for if you're the Thunder. They know who's their dominant player, and they know how and when to get it to them.
All right, they just play so good on the front line. Sabetha, when they get it close to the net, they got to get one set, and there's a kill. Nicely done. That was Schmelzley for the Blue Jays, tying it up at 1 apiece.
And that's what Sabetha has needed this entire night. A great kill shot, one that just rides the line and finds a pinpoint precision. Because a lot of the times you're just overhitting your mark, or you're just throwing it too far out. That one, that's a great one that hopefully can get Sabetha a little going here for themselves.
Sabetha ready for the tap shot there. Bolts now a chance. Tipped up in the air. Callie Honeyman trying to use the fist there and able to get it back across. Now the Blue Jays get it up front. Bolts a spike. Thomas able to keep it back alive for Nemaha Central. Another chance for Honeyman. Saved on the back line by Edelman. Now Bolts again sending it across. Thomas to a knee. Here's Henry, defended well. And finally that set, or I should say that point, going to Sabetha, and Schmelzley with the rejection at the front of the net. And the Blue Jays take a 2-1 lead.
Yeah, a little bit of assist there from Aaron Bolts. And I'll tell you what, that's what's going to take you to win this set number 2. Great defensive up at the net, being able to get aggressive against these players here.
And Henry gets one that's deflected off the Blue Jays front line and out of play. So Nemaha Central tying it up at 2 apiece. Called Allie Henry's name quite a bit in that first set, just a sophomore.
And what's impressive about Henry, she came in today just being fourth in the team with kills, 107, but today she's making her mark and proving why she's a valuable asset to this Thunder team.
Well, miscommunication up front for Nemaha Central. Ball was batted into the air, and it's kind of the Spider-Man meme to look at each other, just pointing, is it you, is it me? And by the time they figure it out, it hits the floor, so Sabetha takes a 3-2 lead. Here's Smelsley on the serve. Dollinghouse, the dig. Here's the set. Honeyman from the front right, able to put it away. 3-3 tie. Well, 2 years ago, arguably the best season in school history for Nemaha Central, again making that run to the state championship as Honeyman goes into the net on a service error. Again, just a ridiculous record, 46-2. And last year they went 38-42 and just so happened just didn't get out of the sub-state tournament and was unable to get out to state. But this is a team that looks primed with how the regionals are now set up to get themselves back out to a state tournament here in a few weeks. plays like that. Hallie Holthouse, the senior, a little finesse, looking for the spike and said, nope, just take a little bit off. 5-4. Now for Nemaha Central, or correction, 4-4. Beg your pardon.
Well, Nemaha Central, they build a lot of great players. As I mentioned, a lot of them, there's Samantha Nordis and Addison Holthouse who go play down at Highland. A lot of these girls play at a very high level, and they continue to. And that's just a great coaching effort from this team. I mean, Jessica Cook, she does a great job of coaching up this Thunder and building this program.
5-4 Blue Jays, kill for Aaron Bolts. Nicely done. They've looked a little more crisp here in set number two so far. Here's Honeyman on the dig. They set up Garrity backside, and she buries it in the back right corner. You know, you continue to alternate here. We have alternated the last 8 points. So, again, Sabetha back and forth here with the Thunder, a 5-5 tie. A near ace for NC, but the Blue Jays set it up. There's the spike. Honeyman on the back line tips it. Stoppage of play. Blue Jays a violation gives NC a 6-5 lead.
And see, Sabetha here in set number two, they're finding that comfortability that they found at the end of set number one. Just, you know, pour in those positives, you know, the communication, the digging, and then being able to get a positive set just like here. But then, unfortunately, the mishit from Brecken Edelman, mistiming that jump there again. You know, that's what it's going to come down to, being able to, you know, find good setups for yourself, opportunities, and getting good spikes.
Yeah, Edelman was set up pretty well there, but just mishit that shot, went right into the nets. Here's Bolts on the dig. They push it up front, backside, leaning back, and Dollinghouse will defend it and get the point for Nemaha Central.
Yeah, another example for Sabetha, Macy Jehoda. She, again, just didn't have a great set, sent it right into the net. Again, you know, you just want to find great and better setting opportunities for yourself.
There's Sudbeck with an ace. Haven't called many aces here so far. Sudbeck there putting it down. So a 5-point run here for the Thunder, and now they lead it 9-5. Sudbeck again, this time a lot of air under that one, and caught the back line. Sabetha let it go, thought it was going to be strong, but it dipped down just enough and caught a piece of the stripe. And back-to-back aces here for Nemaha Central and Zoe Sudbeck.
And Sudbeck is a great server for this team. She has 24 service aces on the year. She knows how to get it done and back at the service line.
Here's Dollinghouse. They set her up and found an opening just barely over the net. Again, wasn't maybe a 3 out of 10 on the toughness of that spike, but sometimes finesse is the way to go. And the Thunder on a run here, leading it 11-5.
It's actually not too many times we've seen Thunder tonight not bring the lightning. Instead, they kind of hold it back on cracking it down. But right there, as you mentioned, just a nice job with the finesse.
Well, Blue Jays kind of take a piece out of the NC playbook with a finesse shot there and finally stopping that little run. 11-6 now our score. Thunder won the first set 25-11 pretty swiftly, and now they get an opportunity here to put it away in two sets. Honeyman back line. They push it. Here is Henry again on a spike. Good. Saved by Bolts on the back line. Now Edelman, or correction, that was Paxton Michael with her back to the net trying to get it back over and can't do so.
And I mentioned before, Blue Jays, great communication right there, coordinating it well, passing between all the players. Paxton Michael just had to send that free ball over a little higher in the arc, and that's just another missed opportunity for the Blue Jays with the error.
Schmelzley deflected at the net, but Blue Jays are able to get it back across. Now Honeyman from left buries it back left. Man, vicious. 13-6.
I mean, there's really, I mean, the best way you can say is no mercy behind behind the toughness in that shot from Honeyman. I mean, she puts all she can. I mean, she stings like a bee, and that's why she's called Honeyman.
I'd like to wonder, put a little MPH behind these and see how fast these are actually traveling on some of those spikes. Here's Dollinghouse, a chance, tipped in the air. Blue Jays played that one well. Now they set it up front of the net, and Schmelzley is deflected, and down it went. Actually didn't see what side. That was actually okay. Landed on the Nemaha side for the Sabetha point, 13-7. And Michael again to serve, a sophomore. Thomas on the dig. They set it up backside. Dollinghouse, and down it goes. Deflected and miss it by Michael on the back line. Looked like she had a good spot to play it, but couldn't keep it in the air.
Dollinghouse, she's been a great contributor on the year. She's got 90 kills now with the 2 kills here in this set. I mean, she's been absolutely great here for this Thunder team.
There's a good set and kill for the Blue Jays, and Schmelzley puts one away. 5'10 senior makes it 14-8. Nemaha Central leading here in set two, looking for a sweep.
And Blue Jays, I'm not saying to rely heavily on the seniors, but they want to look towards their leadership, and right there, Schmesley just puts one great down, a great spot.
Edelman the serve, Dollinghouse on the back line, gets it up front, pushed across with two hands by Honeyman. Blue Jays now scrambling a little bit, but get it back across, and then the spike attempt by Honeyman that time went a little strong. And back-to-back points, three of the last four for the Blue Jays, they're within 14-9. So Edelman to serve. She's one of the few seniors, and up it goes and into the stands. And an ace for Sabetha. And getting now within 14-10. As, again, Edelman continues to serve.
That's her 10th ace on the year. And, you know, it's that effort that's going to take a deep run comeback here against Thunder if you want to stay alive.
And there's a good defensive play by the Blue Jays. They got a little something going. Schmelzley leading the charge on that Honeyman spike attempt, and it's now 14-11. Here come the Blue Jays. They match their total from set one. Right now they're in this thing, 14-11 here in set two. Here is Henry, able to get one down, deflected on the back line, and Blue Jays can't keep it in, so a kill for NC, 15-11. Thomas is out, new server here, Henry for Nemaha Central.
You know, the wound right now that the Blue Jays got to kind of have to fix up is the digging. It's being able to get quality saves. They got to find that player who can play that back row and, you know, dig up those volleyballs and get good pass opportunities for teammates.
There's a try by Sudbeck. Blue Jays defended it well. Now they set up Bolter. Spike attempt. One-hand save by Henry. Another one-handed save by Honeyman got back over. Now Nemaha Central again. Honeyman spike attempt, and she got it to go. Just in front of the line in the back middle portion, and it's 16-11.
And that's exactly what I'm kind of speaking about here. What the Blue Jays need to do is what Thunder just did. The back-to-back saves with the right hand. I mean, that's that, I mean, perfect teamwork communication that you need and the ability to be able to make those plays.
There's a nice kill. Aubrey Schmelzley again. We've called her name quite a few times here for Sabetha. They get one back, 16-12, NC. Much more competitive here. The Blue Jays have been in set number two. They got a little more pep to their step as they try to stay with number two in the state, but Schmelzley right into the net. Another service error. 17-12. Got to limit those when you're playing one of the best in the state.
Yeah, you always look back at all the errors that you caused on yourselves in the game, and if you take out all of that, or at least half of them for the Blue Jays, this is definitely a more competitive or so game for them. So, you know, at least you know what to take back to the film room when it comes to, you know, how are we going to get better? It comes down to cleaning the play.
Well, Garrity with a dig attempt and went in the wrong direction after the spike by Aaron Bolt, so the Blue Jays get within 17-13.
Right here, you're seeing the seniors take over. You're seeing Brecken Edelman. You're seeing Aubrey Schmesley. It's going to take the effort from these seniors to bring up that leadership to the rest of the lineup. And now Holly Mitchell, the senior, has an opportunity back there at the service line to keep this momentum going for the Blue Jays.
Here's Garrity. They set her up after the serve, but too strong on the spike attempt. 17-14. Don't look now. Blue Jays within three.
Again, you got to let that momentum carry on, you know, down the lineup and get those underclassmen up there and have them help out and make some good plays up at the net. But for the most part, the seniors here for the Blue Jays have been clicking.
Blue Jays trying to defend it. Free ball. They're able to get it across with Bolts. Now Dollinghouse with two hands. Garrity leaning back and finds an opening. Middle of the floor. Didn't even leave the feet. Did number 25 and Reagan Garrity. 18-14, Nemaha Central.
Yeah, you haven't heard Garrity's name too much tonight, but on the year she came in today with 178 kills. And in this set number two, now you're starting to find and hear her name. That's because she's a dominant player up at that net.
Trying to get Bolts leaning back, but it's defended by Garrity and company up front. Sudbeck in there as well, 19-14 on the block point.
I talked about, you know, Garrity not only in her kills, but also in her blocks on the year. She came in today with 42 blocks. She's got 43 blocks now. That ties the team second in total blocks. But, hey, she's done a great night tonight up at the net, and I'll continue to say it again. The net play is what wins you games.
Well, this time they battle through that pair of trees up front. Blue Jays getting a point there. Nicely done by Drahota, the sophomore. Blue Jays aren't going away quietly here. It's 19-15. They get the serve back with Bolts. Honeyman back middle, front left, Dollinghouse spike through the hands, but Blue Jays get it back across. Now Honeyman, front of the net, right side, Garrity puts one down, not much behind it. Blue Jays set one up, Edelman, dug up by Dollinghouse, back of the line, whistle blows, and the play is dead. Blue Jays get the point.
an opportunity for the Blue Jays. Again, it just comes down to how you perform up at the service line. And Aaron Boltz, she's got an opportunity here to take her team a pretty good distance and set number two.
19-16, Nemaha Central trying to hold on, but that's a big-time kill for Zoe Sundbeck. Front right to back right, buried it between the 90-degree angle.
And Sundbeck, she's been quite a, you know, quiet player tonight. Hasn't had too many big plays, but she came in tonight with 213 kills on this game. And, you know, you want to hear a little bit more if you're the Thunder.
Free ball sent across for the Blue Jays. Holthaus, left side, Dollinghouse through. Blue Jays defend it well. Mitchell back of the line. Schmelzley, top of the net, and it got on the other side. And got the lucky bounce there, did Sabetha. Makes it 20-17. This has been much more competitive. Blue Jays needing it to force a third. Thunder cruise to a 25-11 set one win. Holthaus, Dollinghouse, middle of the floor through a pair of hands, diving efforts, and somehow the Blue Jays get it to the front of the net, but it's tapped down by Garrity. 21-17.
It all comes back to who plays the net better. And I will mention this, that there is a significant height difference up there. I mean, I wouldn't say too much, but by 3 to 4 inches. And here, Nemaha, they're really leaning into that, and also the verticality of their players. They are dominating up there at the net.
They want Honeyman, middle of the floor, dug up on the back line and out of play, but too much on it behind it by Whitaker on the dig attempt, 22-17. And Nemaha Central inching a little bit closer here to a straight set win here to start out all night.
You can also give the first stat here for the ref here. He just had a nice dig. The ball went right up to him.
Went right up to him. Probably could have kept it in play if he wanted to, but decided not to.
Just not a team player, Brandon. Just not a team player.
I know. Neither am I, so. We're cut from the same cloth, as they would say. Nemaha Central served by Garrity. A little miscommunication on the back line, but Blue Jays get it across. Holthaus backside. Dollinghouse go underhand and really kind of mistimed the setup there and was awkward with the hit. Now 22-18 as that one went out of play. Now an opportunity for Paxton Michael. 5'6", sophomore. Spins it in the right hand. Nemaha Central makes their changes. Michael sends it across. Holthaus front of the net and pushed across by Niehuis, who's checked in. She's at the front of the net. Can't get it. Batted into the air. Holthaus far side. Honeyman a chance. Honeyman a kill. And Honeyman doing it again. Makes it 23-18. Thunder looking for win number 32 on the year.
Well, you haven't heard the name for a while, but there you go. You hear it in an important time to put it one away here from match point, and that's Honeyman.
Dollinghouse nearly got an ace there off the top of the net, but the Blue Jays couldn't get it back across in that battle of the net. It's now match point. Thunder 24-18, trying to put this first match away pretty quickly. Well, give the Blue Jays a lot of credit. They have played neck and neck here in this set, but they got to put something together here, and that's a good start. They get one down. That's Schmelzley. A couple of diving purple jerseys, unable to get there, and it's 24-19. Still, the Blue Jays need a run here.
And especially, she came in the day with 88 kills. I mean, you know, just the second leading in kills for this team, but she's done a great job stepping up here tonight against the Thunder and made some noise here for the Blue Jays.
Honeyman, it hits the pole on the left side here, and that's going to give the Blue Jays the point, so 24-20. You need four more. Well, you needed six, you got two, you need four. A near ace, though, but a free ball sent across by Nemaha Central. A couple bodies for the Blue Jays run into each other. Boltz has a chance. Boltz off Honeyman's face, but she gets it back up into the air, and then it's tapped by Niehuis into the net. And another Blue Jays point, 24-21.
And last time these two teams played, the second set ended 25-21. We'll see if Thunder, well, they put this one away in the same fashion.
Well, they have a chance here. It's 24-21, chance to win it. Honeyman, middle of the floor left, gets it across, not much behind it. Boltz now front right, tipped in the air. Dollinghouse has a chance. Holthaus with the tap, and it's going to be out on the save attempt by the Blue Jays. And Nemaha Central is able to hold on. They get the win 25-21. And they are going to get a sweep here in the first match of the night. They improved to 32-4. They are now 9-1 in Big East League play. That's sole first place right now. Blue Jays dropped to 3-20. They are now 1-7 in Big East League play. We'll take a timeout, come back, and recap match number one as we got to Betha and Riley County coming up here in about 25 minutes or so. We'll take a quick timeout. Nemaha Central wins it here on KNZA.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling, market president at Bank of Blue Valley for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Get started today by visiting bankbv.com. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harling at Harling Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harling Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
End of summer deals are heating up here at Nemaha Valley Motors in Seneca. We have a variety of 6.4-liter Hemi Ram 2500 Tradesman trucks with $8,000 in rebates. We also have a variety of Chrysler Pacificas in stock with $5,000 in rebates. The number of new vehicles in stock has not been like this in years. There's also a great selection of GMC vehicles in stock as well. Come by and say hi to Dale and Tanya and experience purchasing a vehicle in a relaxed atmosphere. Most customers leave saying, "Wow, that was easy."
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Good start tonight at home for number 2 and 3A, Nemaha Central beating Sabetha in straight sets, 25-11, 25-21. Brandon Tamman, Crendon Prophet, Kirk Hillman with you. Thunder now 32-4 overall. They improved to 9-1 in Big East League play. They are in sole possession of first place right now. Silver Lake, Holton, and Royal Valley, really the only other three teams still in the mix with only 2 weeks left in the regular season, but impressive. They jumped out to a big early lead in set one. Blue Jays came back, fought really hard. They kept it close that entire second set, but ultimately, again, number 2 in the state, straight set win here tonight at home.
Yeah, not only do you control your own destiny in league, but in district, and they beat a league opponent as well a district opponent. So for them, Thunder, they're going to feel pretty good, and they're going to feel pretty good as they'll go into the final game of the night. Not this upcoming game, but the last game, the third matchup against Riley County, which will be a non-league game. But for Thunder, they've had a great season, and you talk about the players on this team, Callie Honeyman, who had over 10 kills in this game. She came in the day averaging 4.1 kills per set. She broke that average, and she really dominated the Blue Jays. But also, you got to give a little bit of credit to Allie Henry, Reagan Garrity, Cammie Dellinghouse. I mean, really, the whole team just really clicked and played together for the Blue Jays, and that set number one. You know, it was a real struggle. A lot of errors. Set number two, they took the positives. They worked off it in set number two, and they got real close to it. But at the end of the day, I mean, when you're facing the Thunder, they get pretty loud.
It's just been a heck of a ride for Nemaha Central. Once again, it goes by quick, and we only got just a couple weeks left here in the regular season. Well, the Thunder will have a little bit of a break, as the home teams do in these tries. They play the first and the last matchups, which means we got Sabetha. They got to get right back to it again. Fought hard in that second set. Now they get one of the four newcomers here into the league with Riley County, formerly of the Mid-East League. Of course, now joining forces here with the Big East League, the Falcons, 9-18. They are 3-6. They were 1-3 at the Concordia tournament this past weekend, same tournament that Nemaha Central competed in. But in the Falcons, again, you look at them at 9-18 and 3-6, lower half of the first year Big East League standings, but I would think a pretty competitive ball game here. Sabetha, one of their three wins against Riley County already.
Yeah, they're going to have a great one coming up against Riley County, a little of a way to, you know, get things right here. I also wanted to throw out a stat. Both Sabetha and Riley County have a 15-game losing streak when playing the Nemaha Central Thunder. So,
okay.
You know, Riley County, they still have an opportunity to break it. That extends back to 2015, so it's a 9-season drought for them as they play Thunder in game number 3. But upcoming, Raleigh County and Sabetha Blue Jays, I mean, these two teams, they fight at a very bottom part of the district and the league. You know, it won't be a league game, but it will be a district game for both of them. And, you know, I know both of them won and contend for that win. And they'll have some great players on both sides that, you know, will be contributing to that victory.
So, again, this will be a non-league tilt as they've already played their first time out back on September 24th, and it was Sabetha who beat Riley County in that league match. It was 25-17 and 25-19, so it was a straight set win for the Blue Jays first time around against the Falcons of Riley County. So we got a pair of birds here in match number 2. You like it? Blue Jays and the Falcons getting ready to duke it out here is, once again, Nemaha Central beating Sabetha in set number 1, or I should say match number 1 tonight. Again, straight sets 25-11 and 25-21. We're going to step aside for a quick timeout. We are in between matches here, so Captain Kurt leading the ship as always. He'll keep it back in the studio. Maybe a news and weather update for you upcoming, but about 13 to 14-ish minutes, and we'll bring it back and get you set for Raleigh County and Sabetha. It's high school volleyball, and we're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.